This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. My guest is the film composer Rachel Portman. And today we are pulling back the curtains on the usually invisible techniques that artists use sometimes, the techniques that make a scene or character or a tune more powerful. One such technique in music is the bass line, those low notes that anchor everything and make the melody sound so sweet. In jazz and in popular music, the bass often jumps into the spotlight, putting the bass player in a really unique role. To help us understand how that works, we turn to Bill Lay of Bass Player Magazine and Victor Wooten, a virtuoso of the bass guitar.
I'm the youngest of five brothers. And so when I was about 2 years old, Reggie, my oldest brother who plays guitar, started teaching me how to play the bass. And it was a means for me to fit in with my brothers. It allowed me to do what they were doing, but I had my own role.
Bass players are people who are really interested in seeing the whole thing come together.
Standing in the background almost unnoticed.
Looking at the whole picture and how they can enhance it.
It's like the foundation of the band, that bridge between the rhythm and the harmony. The bass player defines the chord. Whatever chord is being played is defined by the root of that chord. And that's what the bass player is usually playing.
Play any chord. And if you choose different notes in the bass, it's going to change the context of the chord.
That means the chord changes. In other words, all the other notes can be changed just by the bass player changing his one note. So it's a very powerful position for the bass player, but it also adds to the responsibility that we have.
Bass players often especially focus on rhythmic feel.
The rhythm side of the bass is related to the drums. We are like the mother and the father of a family, the bass and the drums. We have to work together. We have to play off of each other. We have to listen to each other. Bass player is usually listening very closely to the kick drum in order to match what the kick drum is doing or to slightly play off of it. That's what's going to drive the music forward.
There's plenty of examples of the bass coming out front. And if you want to talk about how bass players can sort of straddle the line between being the background instrument and being the out front instrument. Larry Graham from Sly and the Family Stone is an excellent case, because if you think of a song like Everyday People, where Larry Graham is just playing that one note over and over again, that bump, 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 over and over again, that's kind of the ultimate background thing. People probably don't even really think of what he's doing there. They think of the piano part, they think of the horn parts, they think of the singers. But it really wouldn't be what it was without Larry just playing that one note over and over again. Boom, 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 boom. But then at the same time, you get a song like Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself. You know, and he is playing this amazing, hitting the bass with his thumb and boom, 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 boom. That is just revolutionary and really out front.
And Larry Graham was the first person known to use his thumb on the bass.
He was playing gigs with his mom when he was really young. And, you know, they didn't have a drummer. And so he started to develop this technique.
He started imitating the sounds of the drums by thumbing it with his thumb to create the bass drum, the kick drum sound, and plucking, snapping the string with his finger to create the snare drum. And he really brought the rhythmic side of the bass guitar to the forefront, making the bass guitar able to sound like a drum by thumbing and plucking the strings.
You know, and he revolutionized it. Everybody has been doing that ever since.
We were trying to imitate the sound Larry Graham was getting on the bass. And then along comes a guy named Jaco Pastorius, who teaches us about a whole nother part of the bass guitar that we were previously unaware of, and that was the use of harmonics. I remember a friend of mine played something for me that I thought was a piano player, And he told me it was a bass player named Jaco Pastores, and he was playing this song called Portrait of Tracy. I thought it was bells or piano. And when I found out it was a bass guitar, I did what I always do. I did it with Larry Graham. Basically, I took that recording and I stayed up all night, literally all night, till the sun came up. I stayed up until I learned that song.
Most people who choose to play bass are quite content being in the background. You know, at the same time, if you spend your life mastering a particular instrument, you want every now and then to really figure out how you can express yourself in a new way. The interesting thing about a player like Victor Wooten is that he is really quite content in both roles.
Most people would know me from being the bass player with Bela Fleck and the Flecktones.
But he was one of the first guys to do an all-bass solo record, A Show of Hands, from 96. No overdubs, it's just amazing compositions that he was able to do using all of these techniques and a very musical mind.
Any musician who is searching out music finally gets to the realization that the music comes from the musician, not the instrument. I really wanted to prove a point more to myself than anyone else. I wanted to show that the bass guitar is a complete instrument. It's not just an instrument that does one thing. Now, it may be designed to do that one thing, and we need to know how to do that one thing first, but it can do anything.
My name is Vic, I'm gonna do a little trick. I'm gonna play my bass without using a pick. Travel around the world and back again. I just taking my bass out for a spin, and you know what I'm saying.
And Victor Wooten's latest album is called Soul Circus. We also heard from Bill Lay, the editor of Bass Player magazine. Jonathan Mitchell produced our story.